Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. I'm here. I'm here with you live and in person to talk with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. We got snow. We got our first snow, I guess, of the season. Actually, I suppose we had gotten some kind of sleety snow the night before Thanksgiving. But this was the first actual...
That's probably the most annoying stuff to drive into.
It is, because it's slippery.
It's heavy, and it's slick,
and it's unpleasant. Mm-hmm. And no matter, it wrecks your umbrella. you just get wet. This was actually... I must say, I'm one of those people, I was... There's a bunch of years ago, I went to Russia, and just as a tourist. And I, at the time, I had a long, white coat, like maxi coat. And there's a picture that someone took of me in Red Square where everybody is turned around looking at me because, number one, the only people who wear long coats in Russia are men, not women, number one. And number two, nobody ever wears white in Russia because they burn coal and so everything's kind of grubby, so everybody was in black. And that's kind of how I felt yesterday because I'm out in this stuff. And I just think, I mean, I really love snow. And so I'm just grinning. And everybody else has kind of got their faces on. So it was, you know, and I finally realized at some point I was actually giggling, which actually makes more of, you know, more of a dent in people, I suppose, than anything else. But it was, I sort of realized that I was actually the only person who was having any fun yesterday. But I was. I mean, I was, because it was not terribly cold. It was not, it was a little messy. By the time I came home, it was slippery. But I had on boots and, you know, I had to go to a couple of events and I ordinarily would have worn, you know, a skirt and shoes. And I thought, no, pants and boots. So, and yesterday was also a revelation. For the first time ever on the subway, they said, sneeze into a Kleenex or a napkin or into your elbow, as opposed to keep an eye on your electronics and move your backpacks and give your seat to someone who needs it. So that was pretty interesting. I guess it's now officially cold and flu season on the subway, at least. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know if that was an Ebola thing or not, although I'm not sure that would change anything for Ebola, but it was.
Yeah.
And it was actually one of the other things that happened last night. As I was, I had to go between three different events, and they were relatively close to one another. They weren't quite as close as I thought they were. So I was walking around a lot, and I just sort of felt very sorry for everybody because, first of all, there's this goo coming down, which means that it's a little hard to see. It's a little slippery. And umbrellas are truly, I mean, I think there should probably be a pedestrian warning that beware that people have umbrellas, which means they can't see where they're going and they're going to poke you in the eye, including me. I mean, I'm sort of a klutz when it comes to umbrellas as well, but they really are a menace. But I was walking down, I guess, like 44th, which is one of the major east-west thoroughfares. Actually, it only goes east. That's how I remember it, is even or east. And there was a big truck parked in front of one of the hotels, and then there was a big bus coming down. I didn't think buses were allowed to go down those streets. And so traffic was backed up for like 10 blocks at that moment. And so what does everybody do in that circumstance? They honk their horn.
Right.
So it was, yeah. Hmm. And all I thought was, folks, shouldn't drive in the city this time of year, especially with a tree up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was, but I mean, it was one of those kind of interesting things where it's an odd thing. You know, I'm truly one of those people who believes that basically when one person's unhappy, that there's something in the universe. It's quite often everybody's unhappy at the same time. You know, because you go into work some days saying, all right, well, everybody will cheer me up today. And that doesn't necessarily happen because I'm convinced that, you know, when the universe goes sour, it goes sour. You've got a call there, babes. There you go. So basically, I guess my rule of thumb from yesterday is that public transportation is now sort of... is now doing what other people have done. And as someone said, if you have kids, you know that the deal is, you know, it used to be that you use your hands to cover your face when you were going to sneeze. Into your elbow, folks. So everybody who has young kids knows that. But for the rest of us, it was announced on the subway, which was pretty darn interesting, or at least I thought so. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Aaron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind today?
Not much. But I do have a thing that I have going on that I think might help autistic people, which I've been working on. I do have a community page and a website that for those that are on the spectrum. If they'd like to check it out, basically they would go to, one of the things they would go to is facebook.com/ Autism Spectrum Army, or if they want to check out the Southern
Aaron,
go to,
Aaron, listen, I cut you a lot of slack on this program, but I think it's really not quite kosher to call up and publicize a website. I mean, I cut you probably as much slack as I cut anybody in this program. You get to call, and I help you with the same things, and sometimes you call about the same thing a couple times in a row, and I'm patient with you. But I think calling up specifically to put up a website is not quite kosher. Okay? You got it up, and I mean, next time I think if there's something you want to do like this, you can send me an email or something. But it's not really fair to turn the program into, you know, a place where people just publicize whatever their concerns is. That's not what the program's about. The program's about calling up and getting help. And I let you do that a lot, and I think I sort of feel like you're taking advantage of it, which isn't quite okay.
Yeah, it's just...
I know, it's important to you. But still, you know, I still think that you're sort of, you need to get into the spirit of what's going on. This is not the Aaron and Joy show, and I'm respectful of you and your enthusiasm, and I think that if you want to send an email and we could decide whether or not we want to put it on the air, that's fine. But I think to call up and under the guise of saying, well, you know, I have a question, and then do something like that is not quite fair. It's not quite fair to me. It's not quite fair to the listeners. And my problem is that it'll turn, if everybody thinks you can do it, that they can do it too. And then it's going to completely distract and destroy the point of the program. So I'm going to ask you not to do that. All right? And if you want to send me, you already got away with it. And if you want to send an email that says, here's some place that you can get in touch, then, or you can go to Facebook and you can put it up there, that's fine. Okay? 855-99-3756-9. I haven't had to scold somebody on the program for a long time. Jeannie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, just hearing your voice brings me comfort. Thank you.
Well, this is a tough one,
and I know you want the question first. The question is, how do I even get my head around what has happened this week? A little bit of background. I'm 55 years old, have had a dear friend since age 14. We live about two hours away from each other in different states. She spent the Thanksgiving weekend with me and my family. She was there for 3 days. And I got a call that she was shot and killed by police.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody knows what happened except they think it's a suicide by cop.
Wow. And when did this happen?
It happened a week ago today. She was killed just about exactly a week ago today.
Okay, today is Thursday.
Last Thursday, yeah.
So a week after Thanksgiving. Was she depressed when you saw her?
You know what? I've got to say, and my husband said, something's going on. She was with us probably 75 hours total, and
right.
She slept for more than half of them.
Well, she could have been tired, but still,
yes.
I agree. When she was awake, how did she seem to you?
Off. I couldn't quite pinpoint it, but she was off. Even when she was awake, she told me how tired she was.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day was the anniversary of her mom's death, and I know that was one reason she wanted to be with us, which was fine. And she said, you know what today is? And I said, I do. And I kind of waited for her to talk more about it.
Right, let me stop you for just a second, Sugar. I'm going to put you right back on. I'll give you as much time as you need, I promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking with Jeannie, who has a friend of over 40 years that she spent Thanksgiving with, which is what, Thanksgiving was what, 2 weeks ago today, I think, wasn't it?
Yes,
so,
yeah.
And found out, yesterday?
No, last Friday afternoon. I went to the services yesterday.
Okay. That her friend had been shot and killed by police. Did she have any criminal record at all? Had she ever been in trouble with the police?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Did she own a gun?
Not that I know of, but there probably was one in the house. She lived with her dad. She was single, never married. She lived with her dad. There might have been one in the house. She also lived in a state where it's very easy to get one.
Yeah, because most suicide by cop, as you know, is somebody who draws down on a cop and then the cops shoot him.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
They twice told her she was charging them, and she had a gun, and they twice told her to stop coming at them and to drop the gun, and she didn't either.
Yeah. Do you know how the cops were involved to begin with? Was there a domestic situation, or do you know anything
so
about?
Here's what happened. She called her doctor's office, and her psychiatrist or therapist, I think it was a psychiatrist, wasn't there last week. And so she spoke to one of his colleagues, said she was suicidal. They were trying to talk her down. In the interim, their office called police because she said she was at home and had the loaded gun and was going to kill herself. So they sent police and rescue personnel to the home, and they had it surrounded.
All right. So she had a therapist. Do you know she's on medication?
Yes. I know she definitely was, and sadly, I think she was getting more than one prescription from different places or had them from the past from different places, and I think she was really mixing them up.
Yeah. Now, you've known her for 40 years. So had she had depressive episodes in the past?
Not that I knew of, but another friend of ours said she didn't always let me see that.
Yeah.
She used to present herself differently to different people.
Sure. Okay. What's the question to me, Jeannie? What can I help you with?
I've got to say I have such a confluence of emotions, and some of them are really anger towards her. I do feel compassion, but I'm angry that she put police in that position because there were two policemen who fired upon her. Their lives are never going to be the same. And
okay.
I just feel like
I think that, with all due respect, I think that may be a little bit displacement on your part. That
I'm the daughter of a police officer, so
fair enough. So maybe slightly less displacement than it would be in ordinary. But I think the most of the feelings, my guess, at this moment, my dear, focus on number one, how did I miss it, and number two, what could I have done to prevent it? Having been in a very similar situation in my life, and so part of it is being a therapist, part of it is just being joy, I think that that's an inevitable outcome of suicide, of how did I miss it, and what could I have done? Because the idea that someone is beyond, especially someone we love, is beyond our reach, is in some ways more painful than the notion that we didn't do what we might have been able to do. And I think it's a misunderstanding. It certainly was on my part, and my guess is it is a bit on your part too, that we can save people. That I think people save themselves or they don't get saved. And it sounds like she had a number of people, including you, in her life that she, when things weren't terrible, were enormously valuable to her. And the fact that she came and was with you over Thanksgiving, but it sounds like whatever she was feeling, if you had found out that at autopsy that she had inoperable cancer, and that it was incurable, inoperable, was going to cause major deterioration and or loss of dignity and or pain, you'd very likely be able to understand this. But as you know, that feeling that way, feeling that your life has no meaning, feeling that you can't escape the pain, feeling like it doesn't make any difference, is every bit as life-threatening and life-sapping as a major illness, because it is a major illness. It's not the same kind. You can't see it on an X-ray, but it exists. And as people who really want to kill themselves usually do. This does not seem to me an attempt. This does not seem to me a cry for help. This does not seem to me a way of getting attention. This seems to me of somebody who said, I can't do this anymore. And I don't think we have to do anything except, I guess, just accept it. I don't think you have to agree with it. I think over time that I'm sure you'll miss her, and that people who do suicide, in some ways because it's such a traumatic event for the survivors, tend to remember those people in some ways probably longer than people who sort of lead lives that end in a normal fashion. So she's going to be with you. But maybe figuring out a way to make her life make sense to you, and whether it's that you speak out about mental health issues, or that maybe since you're involved with the police, that maybe although police do get, as you know, get a fair amount of training about firing their guns and domestic violence and suicide by cop, and all, so they get a fair amount of help about it. But maybe going and visiting the officers, figuring out what you can do to take her experience and make it meaningful as opposed to burdensome for you.
Wow. Okay.
And I don't think it has to be immediate, because I think, as you say, I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking that she was that depressed and was still able to cope. And it may not have been that she may not have been that depressed when she saw you. It may have been that she and her dad had a fight, or that he just got a nasty diagnosis, or that someone at the grocery store. I mean, when people are fragile, things that ordinarily would just sort of we would be Teflon about just wound us greatly. So did she leave a note? Was there any indication?
Not that I know of, because the other puzzling part of it was just a couple of hours earlier, she was seemingly totally fine and lucid and communicating with her boyfriend. And then within a couple of hours, just, I wonder if just became psychotic, maybe from...
Yeah, what you're describing to me, it's interesting that you should say that, because it sounds to me that somebody may have missed a diagnosis a bit, and especially if she was mixing medications and, God forbid, alcohol or anything else, because there does seem like a psychotic component to this, a sort of a thought disorder as well as a mood disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So we may never know, and I think that's one of the... Yeah, there's this great play that I saw a bunch of years ago, and I've never forgotten it. I don't remember the name of it, but it doesn't really make any difference. But I think you and I and an awful lot of people feel, if we can just understand, we'll be okay. And sometimes there's no understanding. Sometimes you just have to accept that you'll never know. But take what you do know about her and make it something meaningful. Let me put you on hold, because I know you may have something else to ask. Andrew, I haven't forgotten you. I'll get to you. Give you as much time as you need as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. If something's bothering you, or something is just, doesn't even have to be bothering you, just have a question about it, or you just want to chat about it, or you want to compare your opinion to mine, whatever. 855-99-DR-JOY. Andrew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Yesterday, I wasn't able to call in. In fact, we didn't hear the show live, but you had a thing that you were going with, your favorite desserts.
Yeah, pastries. It was National Pastry Day 2 days ago.
Mine would have to be coffee rolls.
What's a coffee roll?
A coffee roll is a big, like, donut that's just covered inside with cinnamon and, like, a glaze on top of it.
Well, it sounds
and
like...
You can usually get them at, like, Dunkin' Donuts and...
Well, what's... All right, so it's just a big glazed donut?
It's just a big glazed donut with cinnamon inside of it, and you pop it in the microwave for like 10 seconds, and it gets nice and gooey and warm.
And that's called...
I might have to go get myself one now that I'm talking about it.
Apparently so. So why is it called? Why isn't it just called a glazed donut with cinnamon inside of it? I guess that's a lot of words, isn't it?
I guess because, you know, mainly a lot of people like ate it with their coffee, so
dunk it in your coffee. All right, so like coffee cake, but coffee cake usually has crumbs on it. This doesn't have crumbs. It sounds like this sounds
right,
like a
no,
glazed
this doesn't
donut.
Have crumbs. It's just a glaze on the top.
Okay. Yeah, it does sound
good.
And I don't
know if you got the answer you were looking for yesterday. You said you were trying to think of the
chocolate eclair, I think, was the one I was trying to think of. Is that what you were thinking of?
No, there's one here, and I don't know if it's Massachusetts-based or it was started in Massachusetts. It's called Honeydew.
What's a honeydew? I mean, I know what the melon is, but what's a honeydew?
It's a donut shop.
Oh, I know. No, you know, it was Dunkin' Donuts, and what's the name of the other big... donut place in it may even have so it, I think it's it was something donuts and this was in
oh,
the,
okay yeah no it went out of business a while ago I think yeah, yeah. But now
do you remember the name of it?
I'm like 38 now, so but there were the big ones around here right now are Dunkin' Donuts and Honeydew.
No, this one was another. It was actually two brothers and they had a big fight. And I think neither wrote, and they split off, and one, I think, became Dunkin' Donuts, and the other became something, that it was something donuts. And I just remember it because the joke was that one got the recipe and the other got the oil, because one was significantly better than the other. And they were down.
Well, I'll give you the same advice you gave me last time I was talking to you, and you told me to Google my grandfather's boat. Google it.
That's probably a good idea. I'd say it would be Massachusetts Donut Makers. Maybe I'll try that and see what I can figure out. Yeah, you know what? And the other thing you can do is the Siri, which is you can actually sort of say bizarre things. I mean, you can, let's see, Massachusetts Donuts. Let's see, Donut. I don't think they got
Donut.
Massachusetts State Donut. Massachusetts Donut Shops. See, I don't think I think you're right. I think one of them is out of business. All right, look. I'll look. So we have they've got Cave, Verna's, Ma's, Gourmet, Colonial. No, these are not what I wanted. Let's say we could say out of business, but that's probably not going to be helpful. Mike's Donuts. No. Verna's. Who's Verna? Verna apparently has good donuts. Free donuts. Dunkin' Donuts has taken over any. Now that Dunkin' Donuts has taken over there, any independent donut shops. No, this wasn't. I think it was in like Scituate or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
South Shore.
Yeah, it wasn't towards where I'm from. I'm from the Cape.
Well, it was halfway between Boston and the Cape.
That's where I grew up. Now I've moved to New Bedford.
Well, yeah, you're too far away.
I've gone from town living to city living.
somebody's going to be able to tell me because it was in probably the late, maybe early 80s that they split off. That it was their father owned the store, and then they, when dad died, they had a huge big argument and split off, and one got the recipe and the other got the oil. But I don't. All right. Well, I'll look for him. But thank you for your coffee donut and for eclairs was what I was thinking about because they were talking about a long kind of thing. So that
yeah,
was done.
I don't know
yeah.
if you guys have it in New York, but Market Basket sells them.
Market Basket sells what? The coffee
the
donut
eclairs.
Thingies? Yeah, chocolate eclairs. Oh, you can get eclairs lots of different places. It's a French pastry. My mother used to make, she made okay chocolate eclairs, but she made great cream puffs, believe it or not. And my mother is not a cook, but she made great cream puffs and great spaghetti. So, you know, Mom, the reason that I don't look like a Goodyear blimp is not clear to me. Mom tried. All right, Andrew, thanks for your help. If you figure out, somebody's going to know. Some old-time person on, you know, who lived in Boston is going to know who the two brothers were that split off. We'll figure it out. But thanks for your call.
Yeah, I see one on online now that says Verna's Donut Shop.
No, it was something very generic. It wasn't somebody's name. It was like, it's Dunkin' Donuts. It may have been Yummy Donuts or something. That isn't even close to right. But donuts, either somebody will tell me or I'll figure it out. My brain sort of has a little bit of a delay on it sometimes, so maybe it'll come to me.
Mr. Donuts?
No, what was it?
Mr. Donuts?
You know, I think that may have been it. I think
M-I-S-T-E-R Donuts.
Yeah, I think that was it.
58 Shop.
I think that was it. I think it was Mr. Donut and Dunkin' Donut, and they split. Maybe that was it. I'm willing to believe it so it doesn't drive me nuts. Andrew, thanks for
your
call.
Well, there we go.
Thank you, sir. Only my program could go from donuts to, I don't know. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. You have to admit, that I never know what's going to go on in this program, which is certainly part of it.
We hit just about everything on this show, I think.
Yeah, we do.
We're pretty versatile.
Yeah, we're just never going to know what's coming up next. So there we go. There we go. All righty. I'm now completely lost. Actually, I had a question for you because Manny sent me the lineup for today. Mm-hmm. And he says, according to Manny, today is Happy National Noodle Ring Day. What's a noodle ring?
I think it's where you take those little macaroni pasta things that are like rings, and I think you can put them on your finger as like a ring.
Okay, so it's sort of, because I thought,
it's
well, maybe
noodles,
it's
basically.
Okay. Yeah. I thought, well, maybe it's a culinary delight, or maybe it has to do with the noodles that you use in the pool, you know, the styrofoam things. I just didn't know what it, or maybe it was like kugel, which is a noodle dish. I just figured there was something that I didn't know about a noodle ring.
Yeah, I will double check the info on it, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I think that's what I remember.
All right, I'm going to I have about 2.5 minutes here, so I'm going to tell you what this day is in history, just because I love those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
In 1815, the Senate created a select committee on finance and a uniform national currency. Did you know, here's something I'll bet you didn't know. Did you know that the dollar bill, that's current size, was not the original size of the dollar bill?
Really?
Yeah. The story is they were redoing the currency, I don't know, they redo it from time to time to offset counterfeiting. You guys know that, right? They put different watermarks on it. They use different paper fibers. And so this was in about, I guess, the 70s that they were doing, maybe it was earlier than that. They were redoing the dollar. And everybody was arguing about the size of it. And who started IBM? Was it Watson? I think it was Watson.
Might have
been. Anyway, the guy who was at IBM was on the president's financial committee or something, and he whipped out an IBM punch card. Now, you guys are probably too young, and I'm too young, actually, to know very much about punch cards, except in my geology class in college, that's what we used. We used ex-IBM punch cards, because even by then they weren't using them anymore. And you would take a ice pick, and you would punch on the cards the various characteristics of the rock that you were trying to identify. And then you would use the ice pick, and the ones that, you know, what didn't fit into that category would fall out. At any rate, he was on the committee, and everybody had been arguing for weeks about the size of the dollar bill. And he whipped out the IBM punch card, and he said, make it this size. And it was, which is bigger than today's dollar. But then they changed it again. I just thought that was interesting.
Hmm.
How do you solve problems? Okay. Indiana became the 19th state, which was a day later than, what was it, Alabama or something?
Mississippi yesterday.
Mississippi, you're right. Yeah. It was the 20th, but did a day later, but a year later. And Bill Wilson, who started AA, took his last drink and entered treatment in 1934. More when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, in honor of Andrew, and I think he's right. I think it was Mr. Donut. I think that was the one, and
okay.
Because in Boston, and I think he's right. So there.
Mr. Donut.
Yeah, and as I said, it was, I think that's what it was called originally, and one got got to keep the name and the recipe or something. And it was the South Shore, and at one point they actually had donut stores across the street from one another. It's one of those family feud things. At any rate, so we left off yesterday. What was the Long John? What was that thing that they were talking about? Which I think it's a chocolate eclair. I think that's what they're talking about. But it just has coconut rather than... then it's usually milk chocolate on the top and like custard in the inside of it, but they're long. Do we think that's what it was? Are we getting? We must be getting a phone call. There we go. So, I mean, the pastry stuff, you can tell, luckily, I'm not a great expert on pastry. 855-99-DR-JOY. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Thanks so much for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Sure. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, my parents decided to give my brother his inheritance when he fell on hard times about 15 years ago. And, and consequently, they left the house to me. Mm-hmm. When my father passed away 10 years ago, my mom asked me specifically to cement the estate so she wouldn't potentially be influenced by my brother in the future years and make emotional decisions that would be unfair to me, and that's exactly what was done. My mom is now 81 and suffering from cognitive impairment, and my brother calls her, like, every day, bemoaning and sharing all of his financial pressures. I'm the primary caregiver for my mom, and now every day when I'm over there helping her out, she tells me she wants to redo the will, and I spent many hours explaining the history of what was done and why, and it all makes perfect sense to her when I tell her, but the problem is she can't remember things day to day. My questions are, how can I get my brother to stop hounding my mother for money, and two, how do I handle the situation with my mother?
Okay. The first one, I mean, look, convincing the only way you're going to be able to convince your brother to stop hounding your mother is if he sees that there's something in it for him. And so you're going to have to bribe him, because from his point of view, he has nothing to lose. And you can say, yeah, but you're driving mom crazy. But from his point of view, if I drive mom crazy enough, then I'll get some money. So is the house, do you know what your brother's inheritance actually was?
Yeah, it was well in excess of what the value of the house is.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Is there anything, is your brother fallen on hard times again, or is he just kind of whining?
He's living beyond his means. He's in a gigantic McMansion. He is putting two girls through college, and I realize he has legitimate expenses, but he spends more than he makes, and he's always done that, and it's always been his history.
Is there anything that you have other than money? Let's just put aside the money temporarily. Is there anything that you have that he values, that he might want?
No, absolutely not.
There's not a family heirloom or a pair of cufflinks or nothing at all?
No, and he's more concerned about the day-to-day money struggles and pressures trying to keep his financial
All right, so sentimentality is not it.
Not
is
it.
There any, because realistically, the only way you're going to get him to stop is if you say, if you'll leave mom alone, which means no calls at all for the next year, at the end of that year, I will give you X.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's even one breach, it goes away. That's, I mean, you have to bribe him, because otherwise he views it as there's nothing, he has nothing to lose. Does mom
The real problem is his view is, his inheritance, in his view, wasn't an inheritance. It was just an outright gift, you know, for him and his girls. And, you know, so therefore, he accepted all the money then and wanted to accept half of whatever left at the end, is his view of justice.
Was there anything in writing?
Yeah. The writing was every will and every document heretofore from my dad and my mom specifically excluded him from the will, and instead it aligned something like he's already been provided for. Like, they acknowledge it in writing, which is why he wasn't getting anything.
Do you have a copy of that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does he have a copy of that?
No.
Mike, that would seem to me the place to start.
Okay.
Look, we got to assume one of two things. Either your brother is just out for anything he can get, which I know is your perspective, or he really, really feels that this is the deal, that your parents just gave him money because he needed it, and he still gets half of everything, and he wants it now. He doesn't want to wait till your mom dies. He wants it now. If you give him the will, a copy of the will that says, darling, this is the situation. You already got it. Mom made me sign something when Dad died, that you got more than, and I put down the dollars and cents. The house has been evaluated for $48.38, and you got $68.48. So technically, you would owe me if there was trying to be some equity, which is not what I'm looking for. Give him a copy of the will.
Yeah, I think what he would say to that would be, Well, the situation has changed. Look at me.
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference.
Then he can challenge the will, and you can say to that, you can say, look, if you want to challenge the will, first of all, mom's not gone, but you can challenge the will. But then you're going to have to get a lawyer, and in the meantime, you're putting undue influence on mom, which I'm, you know, I could stop you from doing that. And I don't want to do that. So, I mean, you may want to talk with a lawyer about exactly how to do it. But, I mean, if we give him the benefit of the doubt, which I understand you're not particularly willing to do, but at least seeing the copy of the will so that he knows that this is, in fact, your mom's and your dad's wishes. Now, because he's not going to stop whining to mom. He's just not. Unless we assume that he has a good heart and he really is working under a mistaken notion, and once you clarify the situation, he'll stop because he'll understand the reality of the situation. I don't hold out much hope, and you don't either, but it doesn't hurt because the will is, you know, a will is a will, and unless she changes it. Now, the problem is going to be is if she decides she wants to change it. Now, but you're dealing with two separate issues with mom. One is that every mom alive, let alone a mom who's got cognitive impairment, is going to agree with whatever child she's talking to. That's just the nature of momdom, that when she's talking with you, your kids are the cutest. When she's talking with your brother, his daughters are smarter than anybody. So it's just the nature of grandmothering and mom. And, of course, with cognitive impairment, it gets even worse because the issue is to try and please because you're afraid of abandonment even more than ordinarily. So one of the possibilities is just give mom a notebook that you keep by the phone book that gives mom a script that says when Stephen calls and says, Mom, I need money, say, Stephen, in 1994 we gave you $50,000 and we hoped that would take care of things, and as much as we love you, that's all there is. So you can give her the script, and she may go along with that because she doesn't remember either. And she's not necessarily doing it in a venal way. She's not saying, well, I'll tell Mike whatever he wants to hear and Stephen whatever he wants to hear, although there will always be a part of that. But she literally doesn't remember. So by writing it down for her, it may give her the script.
Okay.
Good. If there's more that we need to talk about, let me know. But so what I'm doing is saying, let's do a little reality testing. Give mom the script, give Stephen the will, and see where you get. If you need to talk with me more, I'll put you on with Manny, and we'll figure it out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.